The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This email came in to this guy said, "Hi, my name's Zach, longtime listener. Love the show. Balls to Lisa. I work at one of the largest grocery store chains in Massachusetts as a supervisor. It's part of my duties to count all the cash drawers at the end of the night. When we collect the drawers, we put them in a small cart before locking them in the back to be counted. So I'm wheeling around one night, about four to five drawers on this thing, roughly, you know, $1,500, and a lady that must have weighed at least 350 pounds leaning on a cart turns out of an aisle. I paid her no mind until she started following me as I was making my way across the front end. I stopped when she came almost shoulder to shoulder with me, asked, "Hey, do you need any help?" Instead of saying anything, she made a noise that sounded like, "Oof!"
She just grunted at him.
Quickly trying to move from her cart to grab mine with all the money in it. Well, my cart had good wheels, so I spun it out of her way. But the weight behind her lunge kept going, and she fell down.
Down goes Frazier.
Full
down goes
force, Frazier. Yep. Hitting her head and face off the plexiglass that was there. Then she began making these horrible noises, like a walrus yelling at me.
Yeah.
That's a good walrus, dude.
It's the sound of a fallen...
fallen big girl.
Fallen.
You're listening to the sounds of a fallen big girl.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Yeah. You've fallen. Let me help you up.
Can you imagine shopping? You're in the store and you hear that noise from. And you would be so alarmed.
Yeah, I don't know if you come running to help that sound.
No, you run away from that sound. Yeah. Yeah. That's scary.
You think a walrus is in there.
Oh, my God, get out of here, Lisa.
You got to go.
Something terrible's happened.
Then she screamed at me to get her an ice pack for her head, which I couldn't believe. She tried to steal my money and then is asking me to get her an ice pack. I told her that she's going to have to leave or I'd have to call the cops. As soon as I said that, she slowly scrambled to her feet and waddled out the door yelling how much the service was crappy.
You suck!
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what happened. Did she think she could grab my money and if she succeeded, would she outrun me? I wanted to ask her, but I didn't want to deal with the cops that day, so I just wanted to get her out of my store. I wonder how Dave or James would have handled that if it happened when they were working in a store. Oh, I wouldn't have let that big girl go. I'll deal with the cops. She tried to steal.
Yeah.
She tried to rob that big walrus.
He couldn't have, like, just, like, misread something or just, like, a big girl tripping and
accused her of theft. You know.
Doesn't sound like something. She was trying to get his cart full of money.
But, I mean, like, if you're that big, if you're as big as a walrus and you move real slow, like... Being a thief isn't your game. Not a cat burglar.
No.
Right. You know. You're a walrus burger.
Yeah.
You see, hey, listen, you see big thieves all the time, though. It doesn't stop big people from stealing.
Well, if you're big and you've got some movement still, you can use your size to your advantage. You know, like this girl should have just come charging at him.
Yeah.
And just bumped him.
She could maybe tuck and roll like a ball. Like
oh,
a ball,
yeah. Anything is possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's her own. That's her best escape.
So just somersault be careful. Right into him.
If you hear that noise in a group.
Oh, my God.
It could be a fallen big girl.
Yeah.
So watch yourself.
A lady needs help.
Yeah. Approach with caution. May or may not be what you think it is. Absolutely nothing about this I don't believe because I know how crazy she is. Madonna once refused to work with someone because of their astrological sign. Mm.
That doesn't shock me, no.
DJ David Guetta, or how you say his name? Guetta? I don't know, whatever. You know who he is. He won a Grammy for a remix he did of the Madonna song Revolver. After that, she called him and said, hey, you should produce my next album. I loved what you did with that song. So they set up a meeting. It's just the two of them. He said, very relaxed, very cool. We have lunch. We're talking. And then she says, hey, what's your sign? And I say, oh, I'm a Scorpio.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, she would have had sex with him, so.
She makes a face. She says, I'm sorry, I can't work with you.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to know you. Goodbye. Oh, stood up and walked away.
That's nuts.
She doesn't deal with Scorpios. Crazy.
Well, she's a Leo.
Yeah.
And after some quick Google searching this morning, both signs are very stubborn, passionate, and dramatic. I guess that can make for a wild roller coaster ride. But at the same time, the sex is fantastic. That's what they say.
That's the thing. I think that she was like, oh no, this will be bad.
A Leo and a Scorpio having sex.
The Leo Scorpio dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Madonna will bang me, but won't work with me.
There you go.
Exactly.
You and Madonna would have amazing sex.
That's exactly
amazing sex.
The hell's with Madonna?
You knew it was going to happen.
Crazy.
I knew it was going to happen.
I wondered why he was whistling like a virgin the other day. Now it all makes sense.
He's singing all her hits.
He's plowing Madonna. Unexpected. Yep.
I heard him singing Material Girl the other day.
He's living in a material world.
Oh,
there's his jet. She sent the jet to pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dennis Rodman's in there.
See you, Alan. Bye, Al.
I'll leave my resignation on your desk.
Yeah.
Don't need this job anymore.
Yeah,
thank you so much for all your time here.
Not Al Beck left us.
Got Madonna money.
Yeah, he's now Madonna's toy boy. How much would you pay for a wish-granting Russian cat? Forget genie in a bottle.
Unlimited funds.
The cat is like meows.
You can own your very own magical wish-granting Russian cat.
$50.
I'd pay top dollar for something like that.
Top dollar, yes. I'd go in on that cat with you.
A magical cat?
I'd go in on it with you. Yeah.
That's our show's magical cat.
We split that magic cat.
This is Lisa and I's Russian wish cat. We spent $50,000 on it.
It lives
together.
Here.
It'll grant you a wish. I'd love some French toast.
It's worth. Oh, wow. You just wasted only one wish, and look, like, all of a sudden French someone toast. Walked in with French toast. You'd be so upset that you wished for that.
Your one wish?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was endless. I wouldn't give my one wish to French toast.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it'd just give me, like, endless wishes.
It's too late. Lisa and I make sure everybody only gets a one wish.
Oh, I see.
That's the rules.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, you did it. You asked for French toast. You did it too quick.
That's what you get. That's what I wasted my wish on? French toast? How dumb? What's wrong with me?
And it's like, your wish is granted. Very stupid.
This was one of the easier wishes I had to grant.
People usually ask me,
this guy, he likes to eat.
He loves the French toast. He likes breakfast.
That's the
cat.
A woman in Russia recently posted an ad on a Russian classified platform, Avito, asking people if they wanted to buy her pet cat, a Scottish fold.
I love those cats. Those
named cool cats. Vincik. The woman known as Elena said she discovered her cat's wish-granting powers by accident. And has tested the effectiveness 3 times to impressive results. She now wants to share the magic with others as she's out of wishes herself. Oh, so you only get 3 wishes.
Oh.
Each person only. So luckily, after French toast, I've got 2 more
coming. You
got
2 more.
Whew.
So when somebody tries to reward the cat's just like, tough cookies. You just get 3.
She said it only works with the owners. I discovered his ability completely by accident. I needed an apartment. For fun, I told Visnik, fulfill my wish. Literally the next day, it came true. I have an apartment.
Like, bada boom, bada bang. This is an apartment for you.
His mother, the cat's mother, Octaviente, was a real witch, black as coal. His dad, Rochester, was a healthy blue cat, but with straight ears. He was born in a kennel. She bought him when he was 2 months old. Lived there for 9 years.
How much are you guys willing to pay for that cat?
The cat does only grant 3 wishes per owner, and they have exhausted theirs. They tried to get a fourth wish granted, and nothing has happened. So they're going to let him go to someone else so they can get their own wishes.
That poor cat.
First wish. I wish for unlimited wishes.
No, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't do that. That's always forbidden.
That's
because then everyone would do that.
I'd be like, you're stupid.
And it's just like,
you grant me the wishes.
Can't, are you? No, you can't wish for unlimited wishes.
I wish for unlimited wishes until I meet a genie that tells me I can't.
They're asking 10 million rubles.
So what that's is $14?
No, $127,000.
Oh, wow.
US dollars. And they say the price is more than worth it.
Yeah.
I'd want to test wish first.
Yeah, show me its
right.
wish abilities.
I'll have the money right here. Mm-hmm. Let me get my test. Once I prove that he will grant my wishes, then I will hand over the rest of the cash.
You'd be like, have your assistant wish for French toast.
Yeah. And how old is the cat?
9. Right?
So yeah, maybe you can get another.
That lady's awful for giving up her cat.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Not.
Like, I wish
that's his cute cat.
Oh, this is a cute Russian cat.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that cat gets out of Russia. Then the cat actually got its wish.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I've been wishing to get out of here for all my life.
I am a lucky cat.
I'm very lucky.
I wonder if it's got to like lick its butt before it does the wish.
That's how it happens.
What's the process?
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, lick your
if
bum.
They can, if they can rustle up the cash, look for Lisa and Andy's magical Russian cat.
Yeah. Like, everybody just gets one. We only get 3, so now that changes the whole game.
Yeah,
right. The whole game's changed.
Yeah. Well, you can have it, and then you sell it on, and then you have it.
Got to go talk to a bank to get a loan.
Yeah. What do you need a loan for?
Russian wish cat. I've drawn up all these documents.
Do it.
There's a bank that'll give it to you. That's what's nuts.
Right now, pandemic
time? Yeah, there's a bank that'll give it to you.
Yeah, looks like you're good for it.
40-year mortgage on this cat.
You still paying that cat off, Andy?
I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Okay. Isn't that ironic? How many wishes has he granted you?
All 3 of them, I just asked for a bigger pay noose.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
How'd that work?
And now this is ridiculous. Yeah. I can't even walk around. It is actually not great.
Wow.
Not great.
No, too much.
I didn't think.
Yeah.
You maybe should sell him, huh?
Yeah.
Powerful cat.
I want to see the resale value on him.
Get some of that money back.
It's so hard because people can see that thing.
It's a real buyer's market right now with wish cats.
I know. So many out there.
Yeah, it's probably inundated.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you want a wish cat of your own, it is for sale currently. Hasn't been purchased yet in Russia. Only $127,000.
Please buy, man.
And it's a cute cat, too.
It's a cute cat. I would give someone maybe $200 for it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a 9-year-old cat.
What would your first wish be to the Russian wish cat?
Unlimited money.
No, you can't ask for anything shows. Unlimited.
I want to be the richest man in the world.
Lisa wants the world's best roller rink. Granted.
Richest man in the world.
Richest man in the world. Okay.
Just want
highest IQ in the world.
Just want a cool, smart, hot girl.
That's it.
There you go.
That's wish one.
Yep. No.
Like a normal, like-minded, nice girl.
Somebody even keel in the old noggin.
Yeah, let Lisa help you with the wording.
Before you.
Give me a crazy high girl.
Yeah, crazy. He's like, yeah, go. She's like, I'm like, oh, God damn it, another one.
Well, in a bit.
Right.
Yeah. Give me a day, Lisa.
Wait, you enjoyed it.
Right. So I'm going to see this thing through for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, that cat is up for sale. So keep that in mind if you want some.
Get away issues.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question for you on the Dave and Chuck lines for a moment. What's the worst thing you've ever had on your face?
I can't tell you.
It's a strange question.
I know it is. But we want to know the worst thing you've ever had on your face. If you want to reach out to us, the phone number is toll-free. It's 1-855-954-6969. Again, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. It's because of this email. Buddies and I, over at my cousin's house, chopping it up and kicking it. Yep.
Okay.
Like, that's how I do. Like I do. We're all in their room. For some reason, I was looking for something in the closet. I reached on the top shelf and grabbed a rag. I rolled it and revealed anal beads.
Unrolled it, probably.
Unrolled it.
Yeah.
I dropped the beads. I have the rag still in my hand with a what the F look on my face before realizing what they were. I wiped my face with that rag.
Don't use the anal bead rag.
Not once, not twice, but three times because I was sweating so much. Everyone starts laughing at me.
Jeez.
Then I, with a confused look, say, what is so funny? My cousin looks at me and said, are you serious? Those are anal beads.
Mm.
So he had no idea what it was?
No.
I ran out of there into the bathroom to wash my face. The bad thing is my cousin's wife is a big, nasty girl.
Yeah.
Big and nasty.
Got into, well, got into the closet, did you? Found my treasures. Badass bitch.
He said, I guess it wouldn't have been as bad if she was a good-looking girl, but as I said, big and nasty.
You just have to hope someone takes care of their stuff, you know?
You hope, but
before you put it back in that magic rag.
It's wrapped in a magic rag.
You know?
I feel like if it's in a rag on top of the closet, they...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know I clean mine pretty good before I rag it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Put mine in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You probably put it on the rag so it dries after you've taken
exactly.
it out of the
you
dishwasher.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly, yeah.
Yep. After James ripcords you and you clean him well. Is that what happens there?
Good right before he ripcords me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about the worst thing you've ever had on your face. Someone said, I am a nurse, a labor and delivery nurse. Birth juices.
Mm. Oh, man.
The worst thing I've ever had on my face.
That jelly.
Birth juices.
Gosh, that's when the face shields come in handy.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing those, too, so that's probably it's probably good for them because they get covered.
They should have been wearing it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, I mean, I would be super glad that it didn't get me, but even just having it on the shield and, like, I've got to, like, continue to do my job, but it's...
Looking
but
at
it's,
it.
You
but
would
it's
give like, one of those screams.
It's on there.
You would give
the...
Nurse Chuck, what's up?
Nurse Chuck.
Jesus.
Oh, you got baby jelly on your mask there.
Jesus.
It's right in your vision there. You can never be a... None of us can ever be in the medical field.
No, I don't.
No
it's
way. Not
for none of us have the stomach for it.
Yeah. Like any kind of medical job. When I was at the dentist and they were just cleaning my teeth, I'm just like, I could not do this.
No.
No.
No, it's that, no. Definitely
no,
not.
No, it's because it's not... You know, maybe, and I think it's way less, like maybe 30% of teeth are okay.
But...
And then there's probably
70%
that are really, or nasty. Maybe like 60% that are pretty bad. And then there's the 10% that'll like give you nightmares for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah.
But you still have to, they're still there. They open their mouth. You still got to go in and do all the stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
The little nubbin, black nubbins.
Oh, yeah, like the candy corn teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little black nubbins.
Someone said, worst thing I've had on my face, dirty toilet water from a rest stop. I flushed one of those high-powered toilets that would suck down a small child, and it splashed me right in the face.
Oof.
I've been splashed by that toilet in there. Thankfully, not in the face.
It'll shoot up.
It does shoot water.
Yeah.
It does occasionally. Yeah. Like, you got to be careful. You don't want but rest stop toilet water. What's been growing in there?
I just did my worst up in there. And good luck to you.
I just finished in there.
He did.
Robin's with us in Madison Heights. Hi, Robin.
I watched him.
Hi, penis balls.
Penis to you. Talking about the worst thing you've had on your face.
So I work in the veterinary field, and you know how when your dog scoots his butt on the carpet?
Yeah.
Little glands in his butt. I've had anal gland juice on my face.
I think I have. Like I think I have too. But believe it or not,
yeah, I think you did once. I think you told the story about.
I think
Anku,
I
right?
have too. Yep.
And it is the, one of the worst smelling things you could ever smell,
it's
right,
terrible.
Robin?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's like the one downside of dogs, honestly. If, like, if I had to give a dog down, it's the one thing that you don't expect them to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, your whole life sort of going up into getting a dog, you don't realize that they have these things.
No.
I never knew they had these things until Anku, and then it was like, what is
and every
wrong
dog
with this
has
dog?
Them.
I think that so. Most dogs have, I think they have them, but some of them
stink sometimes, like with it.
Yeah, like some of them are just fine. They take care of it when they go to the bathroom. They like pop themselves and they just release it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them can't and they have to be, you take them to the vet or even a
groomer
will
do
it.
Yeah,
for sure. Someone said plumber here had a sewage ejector kick on and hit me in the face. Even got some in my mouth.
Oh God.
Mm. What do you, you go right to the hospital, right?
you
get poop in your mouth.
That's like what you got to do. You got to set your tongue on fire.
If you got, so, okay, we're working in the sewage line, me and you.
All right.
It splashes up in my face. It's in my mouth. Do I, like, just keep my mouth open, and then it's, like, up to you maybe to, like, spray something.
Like I hit you with a hose or
something. To get it out, right? Like, I can't swallow it. I can't.
I feel like if that happened, you were looking at me like,
just faint.
I'd be like, I'd grab something and try to knock you out.
Yeah,
that's
smart.
Smart.
But you'd have to, like, you couldn't really vocalize. If you have a mouthful of
sugar.
You're
like,
I'd have to look and you'd know.
Like, and then I'd knock you out and then I'd knock your mouth off for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be awake.
You can't be awake for this.
Yeah.
Sleep easy.
You'd have to try and communicate. Like,
Oh, God! Oh!
Yeah. The wrench right to my head.
Yep.
I appreciate that wrench.
It's a knock and splash.
Yeah. Yep. Get it out.
This one working in a human cadaver lab. A piece of cadaver flung up and hit me in the face.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It's a body. Bit of a body.
That's a bit of a body.
It's a bit of a body.
Body bits.
Cadaver. Patient diarrhea. That's the worst thing this person has had in their face. And also, they said that was the day I decided to find a job not in the active medical field.
Yeah.
I had a face full of patient diarrhea.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, you know.
Face full of diarrhea will turn a lot of people away from a lot of different jobs.
Because I know, like, if I wanted to be a doctor, I'd have to be like, what can I do where I never deal with a patient's diarrhea? What kind of doctor am I? Eye doctor.
You got to be an eye doctor.
Nurses.
You know? I think eye doctor is the easiest doctor.
Right, because foot doctor seems like it wouldn't be crazy, but then you got to touch all the
They're gross.
You they feet are gross. Feet.
I know, that's what I mean. Like, there's no fluids involved, but still, well,
oh,
maybe there's
no.
There's
you got to, they got to. I watch these nail videos of what they do.
We watched, remember, there was like a foot doctor show that was horrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like that. She had to carve that one guy's foot out of his own.
The toenail. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I watch him. I watch those videos, and it's gross, but, and I know I couldn't do it myself. I'd never be able to do that. I couldn't deal with the smell of someone's foot like that.
No.
That's why I doctor.
Eye doctor. Dave's in Massachusetts. Worst thing you've ever had on your face, Dave?
Short story. I was with a girl I'd hooked up with, and we're doing our thing. So everything wraps up. I go into the bathroom to wash up and clean up, and her roommate was home. I didn't know about. So I wash up, I reach over to grab the towel to wipe my face, and apparently he'd been outside the door the whole time, and he finished in that towel and hung it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So you wiped your face with the roommate's finishing towel?
Yep.
Yeah, and I had a long beard. It was all on my beard. Like,
what are you doing? I'm boiling my beard.
Could have had little beard babies with
just
him.
Shave it off, right?
I used a finishing rag on my beard.
Oh, no, you do. You set it on fire.
Yep.
Keep a hold of your finishing rags. Like, what are you?
Well, it sounds like he's a pervert. It sounds like he was listening to them.
Well, that's what he was. He was just
dirty.
He was overwhelmed by it and then just finished right then and there.
Don't get overwhelmed. Come on now. Lonnie is in Monroe. As a garbage man, I can imagine you've had some pretty bad stuff on your face, Lonnie.
Oh, man. I was out in Wyandotte. I was picking up trash in Wyandotte, and I had a bag of potato salad. and dog feces explode in my face.
Oh, oh, deadly combo. Potato God. Salad and dog poop?
It's like a form of a bomb.
It's terrorist.
You mix that together.
I think of putting that in a bag.
Together?
My partner that was with me on the truck, I turned around, I looked at him, and of course, you know, he didn't want to start laughing until I started laughing. But we both knew it wasn't a funny thing.
Oh, no, it's not funny, no.
Lottie, that's horrible.
It's kind of funny now.
Is it? Did he offer any assistance there? Or is it all on you?
It was all on me. It was all on me. He just sat and he just laughed and laughed and laughed. And I, to this day, man, I just said, I think back and I'm like, yeah, that was good looking out for me, Brian.
Yeah. Potato salad and dog crap exploding in your face together.
The only thing that can make dog crap worse is old potato salad.
You're right.
And then the only thing that can make old potato salad worse is dog crap. Feces.
Yeah, feces.
Because I'm trying to think. If I had two bags next to me and one was going to explode or two were going to explode, which one would I want to hit me less?
Poop. Come on, poop. It's got to be poop.
Oh, man.
I mean old potato salad.
Old potato salad.
Or old, like, egg salad.
I can't.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, my God. He's exploding.
You would cry like a bitch again, too.
Oh, I know.
Chuck, you would.
But seriously.
Someone threw
me.
That's like his kryptonite.
Yeah, old potato
salad. Right. Just whip some old potato salad.
Yeah. Oh, just bring it.
Just potato salad.
Yeah.
That's
disgusting.
It.
Chuck's being held hostage right now by somebody with old potato salad.
Yep. I'm not doing it. I'll do whatever they say.
Patrick apparently has a crazy one. He's calling us from Ocean City, Maryland. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning.
So, worst thing you've had on your face?
Well, back in the 80s, I lived in Virginia Beach, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, I hear some noise downstairs. So I walk on downstairs. I've got a gun in my hand, and a guy came around the corner. He's about 4 feet from me, and I shoot him. He was pulling his gun out of his waistband, shot him right in the hand, and a wad of his skin from his hand just landed right on my mouth.
Oh, no! Mm.
Yeah, and then he fell out the front door.
Is he dead?
And then I was butt-ass naked at the time, and I chased him 2 blocks, and then I was just pistol-whipping the hell out of him when I caught him. And the cops pull up, and they're drawing down on me, and it was just a funny story.
But he survived.
Yeah, his hand.
He survived, yeah.
Yeah, his hand did not.
Right.
Yeah, his hand was part of his hand, at least, did not.
That's funny. He's giggling about it. He blew a man's hand off, one dude. And some of his skin landed on my face. Hilarious.
Pistol whipping him until he was almost dead.
I'm naked at the time.
Yeah, chased him naked and pistol whipped him almost to death. Oh, what a story. What a time.
Cops drew on me, and we just had a big laugh.
Just laughed it up.
Laughed donger out. I'm sorry. I chased him for 2 blocks and beat his ass almost to death.
I still have
some of his hand skin on my face.
Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, it's right on my lip there.
There it is.
It sticks. They don't tell you that it sticks.
Mm. Nope. Comes right off, too, when you blow it off.
Oh, God.
You hear me breathe.
In Naples, Aaron is with us. Hi, Aaron.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Worst thing you've ever had on your face.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my wife. And I cleaned pools down here, and he jumped through a lot of bushes to get to the equipment. I got bit on the leg by, I'm guessing a poisonous spider. So it got really, really infected. And it, swelled up like a baseball.
Yeah.
And one day my wife's like, let me look at it. So she was picking at it one day, and I couldn't feel my legs. It was that numb. And out of nowhere, I hear it just start gagging. And I look back, and it exploded all over her face.
Your leg bust. She got your leg bust on her. Oh, God.
It's under so much pressure, too, when they're swollen that big. You just, if you pick that little cork off the top of you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You don't pop
I've seen enough videos.
That ain't champagne up in there.
No.
You don't like the teeth.
God.
You don't like the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are. You don't want their bus on you.
No.
Right?
I can't even watch the bus videos, dude.
No, I can't, but I mean, if you're gonna do the take a risk with that, like, you gotta put something over it. Like, you know it's gonna explode.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this poor little guy, he said, as a kid, I pulled a bag of popcorn out upside down from the microwave up above,
the hot butter drop down on my face, instantly blistering it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just scalded by hot fake popcorn butter.
Popcorn is crazy.
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
So he hears the pops of kernels and then he pees himself.
Yeah.
This person said, used to work in a nursing home. When I was changing someone's catheter, pee splashed onto my lip.
Oh, my God.
And I almost started crying.
Ew.
I had to wash my face with hand soap.
Still no old potato salad.
No, that's true. I think that's the winner of...
It's not. Yeah. So far.
Potato salad and poop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a... It's a bad hell of a thing.
Matt.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Worst thing on your face?
I was weed whacking one time, and my cousin distracted me just before I saw some old hairy raccoon poo, and it went all over my face, my body. It was pretty disgusting.
Hairy, you say?
Yes, like white little hairs on it.
Because it probably ate something with hair.
Oh, my God.
That's what I might assume.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hairy raccoon poop.
It's no good.
No, you don't want a hairy poop. Helen, yours was different. What was it that you had on your face, the worst thing?
So I was at a petting zoo, and at the very end near the exit, when I ran out of my bag of food, the last animals there were alpacas. I go up and I try and talk sweetly to them, just say, you know, sorry, I don't have any food. It gets pissed off, and it does one of these spits.
Oh, yeah.
I guess alpacas and llamas, they do this mucusy, like back of their throat, spit up right in my face, and because I was talking, some of it got in my mouth.
Oh, no, no, mucus spit, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. The downside of alpacas.
I didn't know there was a downside.
I hope it's like I hope it's like just a clear like spit.
Like a hork?
Like a, well, I hope it's not a hork.
I think it's a hork, dude.
I think it's a hork.
I don't want it to be a hork.
I think camels do it, too.
I don't want it to be.
I know you don't want it to be, but I feel like it's a hork.
I can't imagine a phlegm attack.
Just be like, why in God's green earth would they make a creature like this?
Yep.
A lot of guys apparently
kill
got
them all.
A lot of guys got their own stuff on their face. So we're getting a ton of that.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, so we don't need to hear any more of that.
As long as it's mine, I'm pretty cool with it.
Okay, all right.
If it's mine, I don't.
Franklin's in Boston.
I'm not freaked out by myself.
Hi, Franklin. How are you?
I've had it all over me.
Good. How are you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
Sorry, what was that? I just heard two people talking at the same time here.
Sorry about that.
What was your comment?
Oh, so we were asking about what was on my face, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, shout out to all my nursing friends out there.
Uh-oh.
My first year of nursing school, not nursing school, my first year of nursing, I should say, I was doing a clinical at the hospital. And I don't know if you know, but if you go to the hospital, you get these non-slip socks that you put on.
Yep.
And it was an elderly patient. And sometimes these socks get left on for undisclosed amounts of time. Just because we're so busy, you can't clean them out.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was diabetic, and you get these things called diabetic foot ulcers. Ooh. And she had the socks on for quite some time. And I peeled back the sock to clean her for the first time in 3 days because she was in the ICU. And when I peeled the sock back, a little bit of flesh came on the back, and a little bit of people juice came out and squirted me right. Good thing my mouth was closed because it laid it right on my cheek, I remember.
Oh, no.
My goodness. My
old lady skin and juice.
I don't want to have to pee in that.
Sipping on skin and juice.
I really don't want to have to peel anybody ever.
No.
I'm not cool with foot ulcers.
No.
Never have been.
No one is, I think. If they are, they got some troubles.
But that's cool. There's people that are willing to do that because I'm probably going to be all ulcered up or whatever.
Thank God.
Be like, sorry about my juice.
And had you sex every 3 days.
Worst thing on your face, someone said a chainsaw.
Oh.
Buddy hit me on the left cheek with a running saw, 11 stitches.
That's all he got.
Best case scenario right there.
And this person, worst thing ever was during Mardi Gras. Looking up at chicks flashing for beads from the hotel balconies. Someone on one of those balconies threw up right in my face.
Oh.
A little went in my mouth. Someone. Oh.
Yeah.
Someone had a gyro sandwich that night.
No.
He knew what it was. He could tell what it was.
Not.
Yeah, that's Greek.
Not a gyro.
Yeah, it's Greek.
Let's go to Greece.
Oh, God.
That's awful. To know what they had, to taste what they've digested.
Yep.
That's bad.
That's real bad.
Oh, God.
It was Euro Day today.
We went out for Greek.
It's lamb meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I think it is.
The dangers of Mardi Gras.
There's many.
Yeah, that's just one of them. Someone else is puke in your mouth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
They've recalled some eye drops in Canada after placenta was found in it.
That's the only way I like my eye drops.
How did that happen?
Human placenta.
That was a goof up.
A goof up.
Oops. This, it was called Regener Eyes Optometrist Solution. Was sold by some places in Calgary, Alberta. But they realized it contained placenta materials. So they're advising people not to use the eye drops because it could pose a health risk because it is human placenta.
We didn't mix up the placenta batch with the eye drops, did we?
Is that what that weird jelly-like
thing
was?
That's what that was. That's that was in placenta. There. Oh, that's boy, we got a big old situation.
That was in there.
Got to take care of that placenta situation.
Well, I did. I ground it all up.
And now it's in people's eyes. How do you feel about that?
It couldn't have been intentional, right? Did they have some sort of crazy...
I don't understand how that mix-up happens.
No. I don't know why. How do you have one lying around?
I don't...
eyeball
but
stuff.
Don't freak Andy out. You just got into the...
Oh, yeah. I just got contacts. And like, I was telling him I had like a nightmarish contact experience because I had to go train or whatever to put them in. So I'm watching this video that's for kids. Yeah. Like there's a lady that's like, you know, she's like,
you can
me.
Do it.
She's like, you're doing so great. And I'm dropping like, damn it, I'm dropping it. And I finally thought I lost one. And she was like, yeah, it must be on the floor. No big deal. So I put another one in and then I go my whole day. And then at night I'm like, there's something in there. Mm. And I yank out this other contact that had been in my eye like all day.
Underneath stuck. Your top eyelid?
Yeah, yeah. It was stuck up in my corner.
God. I don't like that. And I can't like, touch my eyeballs.
I was like, that's like a nightmare. I was like, good Lord. And then I was like, I had their little the squeeze bottle of solution or whatever.
Placenta juice.
It was placenta juice. And I squeezed that in my eye. And then I was like, I think this is the stuff I'm supposed to put in my eye. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't do contacts. I'm too stupid.
Oh, Lord. Yes, some just goes on the contact.
Right. But they said because the other one had gotten stuck in there to like disinfect it or whatever. Yeah. But then I'm like, I'm going to end up blind with these things.
Mm. That's a nightmare.
I was like Googled for like 10 minutes last night. Like, am I going to be blinded? Do I have a corneal ulcer?
Yeah, you thought you had a corneal ulcer.
I'm a mess.
That was one of my scariest moments. Like, I'm not really that bad. I can touch my eyes and stuff. But years and years ago, when I was a teenager at the theme park and they made me be like teenage Bam Bam, I had to put in like blue contacts.
That's
scary. But they were hard then, right?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't soft. They were hard contacts. And one went up and I thought like it had pierced my brain.
Oh,
it got stuck up above my eye. It was during the show and I was like,
what's happened to Bam Bam? What's wrong?
Why is Bam Bam screaming here?
Bam Bam's penis is out. Bam Bam's penis is out. He's freaking out.
You know Bam Bam's eyes bleed? I didn't know his eyes bleed.
Dave is the single worst.
Well, they were treating him like they treated him so bad there. They're like, put your experimental contacts in, and you go out there and you beam, bam, bam, smack him.
Yeah, smack him.
Hey, Dave, hey, you hear the yabba dabba do?
I forgot my loincloth.
Bam Bam's penis is out again,
and the music's still playing. Right, it's all on tape, and I'm like. and no one knows what I'm screaming about. They thought something flew into my eye, but no, it, like, you guys, the pain of a hard contact getting stuck up in your head.
Yeah.
Ow.
And just to have the Bam Bam blue eyes. Like, yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no one on Earth saw them.
No.
Yeah.
They're like, they're, we're a top-tier all... Flintstones
performance. You're not going out there without them.
You're the Robert De Niro of Bam Bam. You become blue eye.
He's like, got the club. Yeah. You're talking to me.
Yeah. You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me. He's a method actor. You're he's all
got,
method
he's
actors.
Got a loincloth on. You're talking loin to me.
Little flesh colored shirt with a.
I could have been a contender.
They took it serious.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. They did. How can you expect to be Bam Bam without blue eyes?
Stella!
He's all the famous actors.
Pebbles, I would have just screamed, Pebbles! Yeah.
That was my Stella. Oh,
that is an intense performance of the Flintstones.
Yeah, thankfully, Dino rushed me backstage.
Dino. Oh, wow. And, but if you have a mascot emergency, mm-hmm, you got other mascots coming to your aid.
That's the only people I understood.
Dino.
The other performers were like, get him off the stage, he's a joke.
The stupid Flintstones ambulance comes in.
Yeah.
Got his eyes out. I don't know
like what happens. Like Dave lays on the ground and then two guys who look like
cavemen paramedics,
yeah, roll up.
They gotta use their feet.
Yeah, with their feet. The ambulance rolls in and then they hit the brake with their feet. Load them up and take them off. Dave had to be hauled off by ambulance workers at least twice.
Looks like a giant toucan that's hanging, like holding the light to his eye.
Yeah.
This is Flintstones medicine. We're real here. We don't break character even if your eye is damaged. It's the Flintstones show of the century.
This is a teenage boy playing a doctor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was Bedrockapalooza. It was like, it was serious stuff.
Oh, sure.
Six shows a day.
That
six
serious.
Days a week. Oh, God. It's really scary times, though, when that thing went up in my eyeball.
These contacts are right out of Russia, kid. And you're going to put them in your eye and you're going to like it.
They're made of metal.
You do this blue-eyed Bam Bam thing, and he'll be Gargamel in no time.
Yep. And he was.
True.
And he
that's
was.
How it worked.
Yep. Yeah. You're on your way, kid, to Gargamel.
Yep. Then I was Gargamel.
Meanwhile, they took the guy who was in Westworld around the corner, and they're like, listen, you have some real potential.
You
got some real.
Why did he do that?
You and Nev
why
Campbell.
Did he do that?
You guys are really making it.
I feel like I have a hard contact stuck in my head again.
Yeah, don't listen, don't be upset that Dave's Gargamel. This is where Dave's road ends. Yeah. With Gargamel.
So true. Smurfin' USA.
Oh man, Smurfin' USA. One of the Smurfs broke their legs.
Just a chance. Kids. Just chance.
Little Smurf doctors come running out. Put Dave on the cart.
Dave has been overnighted to the Mushroom Hospital. He's been overnighted.
Mushroom Hospital.
Damn it.
You can't take a chance of a kid seeing him and realizing he's not the real Gargamel.
Serious.
You have to stay in character.
Serious pain, I will tell you. I had to wear a patch for a couple days.
That sucks so hard. They were abusive there.
And they were.
Did you still have to do the show with the patch or no? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because we were already down a person.
Mm. What kind of accident took his eye out? Bam Bam.
Was he hit by a
did he go to the
rock
quarry?
Or something? Or
Mr. Slate might have thrown a rock at him or something.
Exactly. He's so angry.
He's a pissy fella.
Gotta do your work or he's super mad.
It's real serious and scary at the time.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.